for you, Roseanne. Hello, you live in Jackson County, Roseanne.
I've lived in Jackson County all of my life.
All your life. You were born here?
Born in Woodville, Alabama.
Well, I guess it's a lot different down in Woodville than it is now.
Yes.
Who was your mother?
Beatrice.
I believe I remember teaching some since I've been here at the high school. Is that right?
Yes, they are my first cousins.
Oh, I remember a girl that was in my class, but I don't know whether she lived here in town.
She did.
That's what I was thinking. And your father was
Thomas Alfred. That's right.
And did they live in Woodville or here?
No,
in
he was from Madison County.
Madison County. Well, and you were born, you said, in Woodville. And how old are you?
41. I was born June the 30th, 1931.
Well, I believe you're like I am. You don't mind telling your age.
No.
I always feel like that people can pretty well tell how old you are by looking at you anyway, so. You told me earlier that you worked for Nana
Gay.
You were with them for several years?
I was with them for 8 years, ever since I'd moved to Scottsboro.
Oh, I see. And are you married?
Yes, I am.
Is your husband living now?
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. And you have any children?
I have 5 children, 2 that have graduated from Scottsboro High School. 1 that will graduate this year from Scottsboro High School.
Oh. Now, have I taught possibly any of your children?
Jacqueline Harris.
Oh, yes. I remember Jacqueline. She's a very good student, and she reminds me of you, too.
Charles Harris, Jr.
Yeah. Now, Charles is a football player. Everybody knows Charles. What?
Eugene is a basketball player.
But I didn't realize that Charles and Eugene were brothers. Eugene's tall.
That's right.
And he was in 11th grade last year.
That's
and the
right.
Same as this year. Hey, you may remember, I don't know whether you remember or not, but I was supposed to be the teacher, and then I was ill, mm-hmm. and they had 2 or 3 substitutes.
That's
then
right.
Eventually I came back, and then I left.
Yeah, they told me what a wonderful lady you are.
Well, I don't think I was there long enough for them to even know.
Yeah, but you know, children just usually know.
Well, he was a nice boy. I enjoyed having him. I hated that the situation last year turned out like it did. I had, you know, hepatitis, and that keeps you down for a while.
Yes.
Well, let's see if there's anything else that I was supposed to ask you on this. Any particular activities that you are engaged in now, maybe church or community activities or school activities?
Well, yes, I belong to the PTA here in Scottsboro. I remember Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church at Woodville.
I'm still
a member of the Ursa board there. Well, and I work with the Young People's Choir.
Oh, well, that's it. You still have continued your church affiliation in Woodville.
That's right. We go to church here, but we just like to go to Woodville.
Well, we go sometimes where our roots are, don't we?
That's right.
And I think I was supposed to ask you, you told me your father and mother, and do you happen to know about their education? How far did they go in school?
My mother went to the 9th grade.